Merlin Smoke Podcast. Happy Sunday. Good football Sunday. Hope y'all watching the games. You Redskin fans, damn. I like the Steelers, damn. This shit, off record, ugly as shit right now, man. We 0-1 and 1. A loss and a tie. Nigga ain't won. We ain't won shit. But that's another story, man. Angela Simmons. I love you, man. I love you. We all do. We love you. But, man, what's going on, man? It's so sad that these females resort to showing their body for attention, man. Like, I can't stand to see that shit, man. Like I said, I'm old fashioned. I just ain't about no other man seeing like my woman's hot spots. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really help with that, with the ass and shit. But like, you know what I'm saying? Everything else though, man. Like, you know, it's. I don't like it. I don't like where you going in. Everybody in the world know what I got in my house when I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Somebody could be got a screenshot, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I guess it shouldn't bother you. But it does me. But it's just like, man, what's going on, man? She got the beautiful kid. You know, I always see people say like, she stayed a virgin to become a single parent. What the hell even happened to the guy? Well, I don't even know what happened to the dude or whatever, but I don't know, man. It's like she gets dragged a lot, because anybody that gets on that gets posted in the shade room, they gonna get you. I told you, that's them working. So they be getting at her, but I can kind of see it. It's kind of like the majority of the people saying the same thing. Like, even the guys, like you know, your folks' names is Reverend Run, and you know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of reverend shit, and, you know, people praying, you know what I'm saying? It just don't sit well with people. It's not going to sit well with people forever because of, you know, what your father represent, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. It's not a good look. She just posted this other picture, and they are like killing it. It's gonna be on the Twitch pit, but like, man, she looked like she crying out for help, man. And that's what I even with the artists, like female rappers, female singers or whatever. You could tell whenever shit get a little slow, post a twerking video, and you right back in the game. Dead serious. You post a twerking video, man, that shit'll turn everything on your page back up. Everybody, they looking at everything now. They want to see more. And it's sad that they gotta do that, you know. But it's like, you know, people. It shouldn't be like that. That's wrong. But I don't think that is. I think a lot of the females are getting mixed up in the situation that, well, they like it, so, you know, but you still ain't got to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people that get plenty of respect and they don't have to do that. And I think she was definitely one of the people, I would say, until this year, she was looked at as kind of like more like the respectful type. But I think as of this year, for real, if whatever it was, it got worse, because now, especially these pics she posting now, it's like every video is like she or something she's trying to show you know what I'm saying, her body and shit. At the beginning of the summer, it was funny because it was actually looking innocent, like she didn't really mean to do that, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just like openly. Every day you twerking and showing and taking pictures, and like, these been, the internet is forever, man. So like, you got to remember when you got little boys, man, when you get, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, them pictures are going to be resurfacing. These kids is getting younger and younger on these social media. And they get that picture, man. I'm telling you, little Jimmy going to be fighting like a motherfucker in that junk because, you know what I'm saying, when nigga come to him with a picture of, and he wonder how the hell you get a picture of his mother naked. You know what I'm saying? How'd you get my, how, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, man, that's on social media going to make a lot of people come back and be like, damn, especially these celebrities with these little kids, like they were saying about Wiz Khalifa and his son, wow, man, wait till he get to be like maybe 12 or 13, I don't know how old he is now, wait till he get to be like 12 or 13 or 14, and he's able to look back and realize, like, damn, like, my, look at what my mother was, like, or what she's, you know what I'm saying? The Kardashians, all them people, they's gonna be like, damn, well, mommy, what exactly did, we knew daddy did the rapping and stuff, and he producing, but what did you actually do? Was it just a show? Like, what else can them Kardashians say? Like, what are they, what's the name for them joints? Like, what, like, are they models, or I don't think they model. I think they just be getting booked for shit because they, who, you know, who their last name is. So, damn, that motherfucker must have been a lawyer, because I think the main father of them Kardashians is a famous lawyer. That motherfucker, man, he must have made some hell of a money. Shit, he must have got everybody off. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker is popular as shit. Like, his whole family living off his name. Like, everybody. These motherfuckers ain't got not one notch of nothing. They ain't nominated. I ain't ever heard one of them Kardashians at none of the award jumps. Like, the VMAs, the BET Awards, the hip-hops, the little underground jump they used to come on, 142. Nothing. The Cash Money Awards. Like, I ain't, man. The DMV Awards. We haven't heard the Kardashians win shit for anything. But, like just being out here fucking. Like, that's all that, you know what I'm saying, in the show. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But like I said, man, Angela Simmons, please stop this, man. Go back to, like, come on, man. Go back to a couple years ago. This ain't right, man. This ain't true, man. Like shade room people be hating. They do. Like I told you, I think 90% of them motherfuckers be the shade room motherfuckers be posting them pictures, and then they log out and go into another account and they comment and they say the same. They state the obvious. That a person is not. That's why you ever read comments on there and you be like, God damn, that was heartful. I mean, that was heartless. You know what I'm saying, man? That's the same motherfucker who posted the picture. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, they know what they doing. They setting motherfuckers up to get fired the fuck up every time. Oh, man, Chicago, here we go again. We got a murder. Guy comes home from work. He got off work early to come home, surprise his family. But when he gets home, it's a nigga laying in his bed, butt naked, holding his kid. Now, obviously, the guy was coming home to surprise you from work, so, you know, evidently, he thought he was in love, you know, he was in love, thought she was in love. This is why I probably won't have no kids, man, because, like, it's like, this day and age, man, you can, it's like, it ain't no, some of these females, man, it's like, they not even, not having a second dude ain't even something that they thinking about. Like, that's, it's a must. Like, I'm a, it's, like, it is what it is. I got 3-4 different niggas that I call and deal with it. I love you though. That's, I tell you, that's how a lot of them is going, man. Like, look, I'm fucking other niggas, but I love you. You the one I love. Like, I don't get it. What's the problem? Bitch, what do you mean? Now, here's a prime example. Here's a prime example, man. So he ended up shooting the girl 14 times. Now, they didn't say he shot the... They didn't say he shot the guy, but... Which is a little rare. If you're gonna hit her 14 times, you might as well go ahead and make it a double. Because you ain't coming home. Because it's overkill. It's domestic. So you might as well took the, it's a messed up situation. But he might as well took the dude out too, man. Because he really, you done. You ain't coming back home. You know what I'm saying? So you just go. The people that surviving this is your kid and the dude that was just, having sex with her. So like, I don't know. It's a messed up situation, but it's like, what were you thinking? You got another nigga in this man's bed while he at work. You can't even show a man that respect that he at work. And like, I'm not even gonna do him like that. I ain't gonna disrespect him like that. Fuck a nigga while he at work. I could see if he was out in the streets playing and with his boys and some dumb shit like that. But this nigga actually at the job trying to do something good for the family. You know what I'm saying? He shot you 14 times, so he worked out with that too. That wasn't no rookie shit right there. He knew exactly what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? So it was a nigga that probably was trying to change for you. He probably was, for him to shoot you 14 times, he must have really been loyal to you, man. He must have really been loyal to you and really was trying to change for you for the better. You ripped his heart. I mean, just finding another nigga to come home cheating is one thing. That's like a, oh my God. That's a, any nigga, I tell you, even if a nigga go in straight into rage, like, ah, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? He was hurt. He was still hurt. Now, then finding a nigga at home, y'all could have been sitting on the living room eating some fucking cereal. You got a nigga in the house with my kid. That's another, Now, the nigga butt naked. That's another, Now you got him in my bed. He could have been in my bed in his full clothes. You got him in the bed naked. That's a, And then you got him in the bed naked holding my kid. I'm sorry to say it, but it's almost like you deserved everything that you had come. I mean, nobody deserves to die, but that's like, if it was something that a nigga would take the extreme. When you cheating on a nigga and you got another man in his house, you gotta realize right then and there, that's a situation where a nigga may kill you or kill the both of you. Like, you gotta think about that, man, especially in a person's house. That's why I would never go to another person's house to cheat on a person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you cheat on your own home court. You know what I'm saying? Never cheat. Never cheat like that. Because that's dangerous, man. You never know what these motherfuckers may stab you. People are different, man. People think about it, man. People is beating on babies or accidentally killing babies, taking them to the woods, throwing them in the trash. Especially these little females. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really be watch, man. That's why I say you gotta really watch, because I'm gonna tell you like this: for that bra to do that, she was a cold blooded bra. Like, that bitch was cold blooded. Like, she probably used to cuss at his fucking, cuss out his mother and all type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a bra that he knew, and that's why he killed her, because he realized, like, bitch, even if you got caught doing this, you would do this again. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to say that you wouldn't do this again. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he killed it. See, if And maybe if you found him in a house with a kid, maybe he wouldn't even have, you know, so it would still been bad. But you got him naked, oh, then in his bed, oh, and then in the bed holding his kid. Wow. I'm surprised it wasn't a double homicide, man. The only reason the guy probably made it, because he was holding his kid. That's probably why the guy didn't get killed. You know what I mean? So he probably, you know, the baby probably was real young or something. You know what I'm saying? He was holding it. You know, so he probably like had to put the, you know what I'm saying? But he still could have took the damn baby from him. And that's probably the only thing that, like, he probably came in on instinct, probably had it on him. Came in on instinct, seen it, and then he just let her ass have it. And you ain't even know. He shot you 14 times, so you ain't even know. He had that shit with him. He was at work. You know what I'm saying? 14 times. That's crazy, man. But now the kid is lost. Now the kid is, it's sad for the kid. The kid is lost without two parents. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. Like it's levels to that cheating shit, man. And you mess around with a nigga house, man. Just letting you know, ladies, you putting yourself in a situation for yourself to get strangled out, or beat the hell out of, or in this case, shot 14 times. You know what I'm saying? So, like, stop playing with these niggas' hearts, man. Y'all better just. You don't want a nigga, just end that shit and get away from it. Don't sit around and even if I'm telling you, you'll do a nigga better justice. You'll do a nigga better justice if he keeps begging you to take him back. You'll do a nigga more justice to just let him go, as opposed to keeping him along, playing him and shit like that. Even you know people's minds be, you know, stupid on people's minds be pretty stupid on relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody really pays attention. Nobody really pays attention to detail. Niggas just be going off pure emotion and the time frame of what's going on. Like, oh yeah, this day and age, shit. He ain't text me. I ain't texting his ass back. You know what I'm saying? Oh shit, I text him last, so he still ain't text me back. Nah, I ain't texting. That's that little kid shit. Holler at your motherfucking people, man. The fuck? Communicate with your people and shit, man. Cause like I said, a motherfucker, that's some heartless shit. That's heartless. That girl would do anything. If she'd let him hold the baby, come on, man. Like, that's a heartless person, because not every nigga would even do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for one, you already know she been fucking with that nigga for a long, long time. She probably been fucking the other side nigga. She probably was fucking him longer than she was fucking the nigga she had the baby with. And that's how a lot of it be. The side nigga's been around for like 2-3 boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of ladies wonder why a nigga don't want to be single, because that's how it is, man. You know that you can't really be there for a female in every single way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, and then females, instead of like trying to make it, you know, around a situation with that person, they'll reach to another person to, you know what I'm saying, to fulfill that need. I'm gonna get, you know what I'm saying, that's how it starts. Oh, this dude for the food. Oh, this dude for the weed. Oh, this dude for if I want to go on dates, and then have a boyfriend, and then be wondering why your relationship dry as shit, cause you got 6 different niggas. You talk to everybody, talk, put all of your feelings and your love into one person, and you'll feel the difference. You'll see the difference between, oh, I'm texting, oh, shit, I need new text buddies. Text your motherfucking man. Shit, it should be better, man. It'll be better when y'all finally talk. before that time is boom, you let, you know what I'm saying? Just like it is when you kind of like when you're younger. You when you're younger, you're doing so much, you probably got homework or you're doing shit with your parents and all this kind of stuff. So you don't really have time to talk to that person. So when you finally get to talk to them, remember those conversations was love. Like when you would talk to that high school sweetheart for 2-3 hours, you know I ain't lying. You talk to that high school sweetheart for 2 or 3 hours because you couldn't get to the phone because you had to go somewhere with your mother, and you finally get, so now you get to tell that person you love your whole day because y'all haven't spoke all day because we didn't really have cell phones like that, or if you did, you couldn't really be on it, or you know what I'm saying, you had strict parents. You feel what I'm saying? If you take yourself back to that time frame, how much love and fun you was having dealing with your person, dealing with a nigga when it's like that, where you just, damn, this is the only person I'm talking to. That shit feel good. Now it's like, these bitches is like clearly letting you know that this is not the only person. And that, like I say, you very seldom, you have some that talk to a lot, but they may not be fucking all of them. And now it just willy-nilly, it don't even matter. They fucking people, they fucking the side niggas, the main nigga, the side nigga, like fuck around and fuck one of the side niggas' friends. Like these bitches, man, it's wild, man. I'm telling you, a lot of that shit starts with y'all, man. You know, coming from a dude, you're not gonna believe me, but a lot of that shit starts. Like it's a lot of like good women that's not going through that because they realize that being they man's peace is what, you know what I'm saying, is what makes shit sweeter for them. You know what I'm saying? You being your man's peace, like understanding your man's peace and this being and like stop trying to seek attention every single time you need it. Like, oh, he can't give it to me. Oh, I'll go get it from somebody else. Oh, shit, you busy right now? You can't talk? You on the block right now? You getting money? Shit. All right, well, I'll talk to Jim till later. You see what I'm saying? And then your niggas start to pick up on the tendencies. You start picking up on that shit. And then pretty soon, you like, man, fuck that shit. And that's how it is. Motherfucking relationships just be lasting long as fuck. Because it's something that a nigga need and something that you need that he do. You know, whether it's cooking or sex or motherfucking the car, he can pick you up from work, or he sell dope so you can get money to him. And you know the relationships carry on for so long that finally motherfuckers be well in the fucking a whole nother person, and then that's somebody, you know what I'm saying, then somebody get caught. I'm telling you, man, like put all your time and your love, man, into one person, man. I bet you the results feel different, man. You're talking to 6 or 7 motherfuckers all day. Best friends, my best bitch over here. This mother, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying cut none of your bitches or your direct friends that you know that don't take. But all this, like, I just got another dude, I got this dude number down at the mall today. Stop that shit, man. Stop that shit, man. Like, pay attention to detail to your partner, man, and try to work through that shit. So all this crazy madness shit won't keep fucking happening, man, because somebody wasn't happy, you know what I'm saying? But I personally feel like in this situation, the dude she been for, because ain't no way she dumb enough to have a naked nigga holding her baby that she barely knew or she just started fucking with. I don't see that happening by nothing. Ain't no way in Sam hell that was the case of that shit. I already know that. Ain't no way. So that nigga been around for a minute. That's why, because most real niggas ain't even gonna touch a baby. Like, I wouldn't even touch nobody baby. I don't, like, that's another man baby. I wouldn't, if it was your niece or something, then, you know what I'm saying, maybe, oh, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying. Other than that, hell no. Ain't no way in hell. Niggas be tripping.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.